food labels can be straightforward and easy to understand, such as this product contains nuts or was made with equipment which processed nuts. Food labels can also be written in a language more suited to scientists than consumers. Words like albumin, semolina, and potassium caseinate are what we now see on labels. In the future, food makers will have to display more understandable terms for such things as egg whites, wheat particles, and dried milk protein. Children have more allergies than adults, and UW-Madison pediatrician James Gern says food allergies among children are more prevalent than they've ever been.
Allergies are most common in the first couple of years of life, and they actually correspond with the foods that are most often eaten during that period of time. So things like milk and soy and egg are probably the most common, with peanut also in that group.
The new labeling law targets 8 food groups that cause 90% of the allergies. Manufacturers were given 18 months to prepare for changes required in the Food Allergen Labeling and Consumer Protection Act, but consumers won't see the transformation right away. The food industry can phase in the required changes, so the full effect may not be seen on grocery shelves for 4 years. Shermaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.